it's not inconceivable that those reforms will stand, but there's a lot of doubt about those reforms. And just as well, there's also some doubt surrounding the new team's proposals. I suppose from a state budget perspective, the best case scenario might be that some of both reform efforts or both reform efforts could stand a legal muster. I mean, there are legal arguments in favor of both of them. So we'll have to see. And I think there's no point, if you're running Illinois, for which the greatest challenge is pension liabilities, in not trying to address those liabilities in some way. Certainly another approach the state could take, but that Governor Rauner is indicating he does not want to take, at least off the bat, is trying to come up with a lot more revenue in order to fully fund retirement benefits.
The new governor, Bruce Rauner, has advocated a constitutional amendment that would bring some clarification to Illinois' public pensions. What would that do to satisfy credit ratings agencies such as yours? Would that make a difference?
Well, look, we're satisfied. I mean, we're not dissatisfied with what the state's doing. That's not really our role. I think that, we look at where the state is at the end of implementing its policies, you know, relative to other states and other entities that we rate. And, right now, Illinois is the lowest rated state in the U.S., in large part because of its pension liabilities. Would amending the Constitution to remove the pension benefit protection clause solve the problem? Probably not. But again, I think what Governor Rauner is doing is he's allowing the 2013 reform effort to go forward. He's coming up with some new initiatives on a slightly different legal tack, and he's also advocating this sort of public vote to clarify at least what is meant by the pension benefit protection clause. I'm not really sure how this will play out, but so he seems to be pursuing several strategies at once to try to make these funding burdens a little bit or significantly more manageable for the state.
Illinois does have the lowest credit rating in the United States. When may Illinois see that change, for better or for worse? I guess in short, I'm asking, when is Illinois due, perhaps, for another ratings assessment?
Well, there's no specific deadline for us to change the rating or affirm the rating. We will observe what's going on, and to the extent that we think that the state's relative standing has shifted one way or the other, we will act as soon as possible to change our rating accordingly, whether it's an upgrade or a downgrade. We have cited a couple of things that could lead us to lower the rating still further, which would be to the Baa1 rating if we went down just one notch. And one of those things would be, significant further deterioration in the pension funded status or the size of the liabilities relative to the state's ability to pay. Our view right now, reflected in our rating, is that the state has not been able to implement reforms. It has passed the 2013 reforms and the reforms that took effect in 2011, but in effect, our rating assumes that the constitutional protection is too high a hurdle for the state to get by. So if the state managed to implement real reforms, that could be a positive rating trigger for us. In other words, could encourage the rating to move higher. And if the state, saw its pension challenges deteriorate further, that could lead in the other direction. But again, there's no specific timeline or requirement for us to change or affirm the rating at any particular time. It's more responding to the developments that we see.
Obviously, one of those developments would be what the Illinois Supreme Court decides, how it reads Illinois' pension clause in the state constitution. Could that result in a change? I know you, of course, can't say for sure.
Yeah, our rating already factors in that it will not be feasible for the state to implement the 2013 reforms. So if the courts allowed the state to implement the reforms, that would more likely be a positive influence rather than having a negative action from the court, a negative outcome, you know, lead in the other direction. So it doesn't all necessarily come down to how the court acts at this point from our perspective, although certainly if the Supreme Court seemed to give some credence to the police powers argument that the state has put forward, that would be a significant thing for us to consider. And, you know, all things being equal, it would be a positive factor, I would say.